Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the podcast. Today, I want to encourage you to swing by the website, sugarhill.church, and watch the replay of Sunday if you didn't see the message. One of the things that I love about co-teaching with Pastor Chuck is oftentimes the thing that God's showing us individually, he's showing to each other as well. And one of those passages that God has used in both of our lives comes from Joshua chapter 3. Now, if you don't know the background or you don't know all the details, that's where watching the message and then reading the chapter for yourself will be so helpful. But in Joshua chapter 3, as the nation of Israel is about to go into the promised land, they're about to start something new. There's some decisions that they had to make. And these decisions correlate to the three questions I think every single one of us needs to honestly ask as we get ready for 2021. The first question is this: what direction will I go? What direction will I go? What's interesting is the nation of Israel has been wandering in Joshua 3 for over 40 years now. For hundreds of years, they've been longing for the promised land. Now in Joshua 3, they're one day away, but what's interesting is God says to them through the leader, verse 4, you have not been this way before. Now it may seem obvious that when God takes us new, that he takes us someplace new, but the question every single one of us needs to ask is, what direction will I go? What fear often does to us, what uncertainty often does to us, is it causes us to want to go back to the way things used to be. In fact, during the pandemic, everybody essentially has said this: I want to go back to how things used to be. Well, when things used to be healthy, that's fine, but oftentimes there's some things we need to leave in our past. So question number one, what direction will I go? Will I go back or will I keep moving forward? Question number two is, who will I follow? Who will I follow? Every single one of us needs a plan. Most people's plans are based on other people's opinion, or most people's plans are based on some external source outside of God. But what's interesting in Joshua 3, as they're getting ready to go into the promised land, the way that they're going to know where to go is by following the presence of God as represented by the Ark of the Covenant. And so this question, question number two, who will I follow, is so powerful to remind us that if we've never been this place before, we need a guide, and that guide needs to be Jesus himself. In 100 years, it's not going to matter what kind of car we had. In 100 years, it's not going to matter what gifts we got at Christmas. In 100 years, it's not going to matter all those other things. In 100 years, the one thing that's going to matter is our relationship with God. So what direction will I go? Who will I follow? And then question number three is, am I willing to take the next step by faith? Am I willing to take the next step by faith? If you go back and listen to the message or you read the chapter, what you know is between them and the promised land is this giant river. And God essentially says to them, here's what I want you to do. I want you to step into the water. And after you step in, then I'm going to do something amazing. Most of the time, we want God to show up first, when so often God waits for us to take the next step by faith. And so as you get ready for 2021, I want to encourage you to sit with these three questions. Ask yourself, what direction do you want to go this year? Who are you going to follow? And are you willing to walk by faith? And as you wrestle with those, I guarantee you, God will remind you that he has so much more for you. Well, if there's anything we can do for you, if there's any way we can pray for you, please drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.